this podcast is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Commercial, the right partner. Thursday, May 15, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. Struggling state-owned power utility Eskom on Wednesday remained cautiously optimistic that it would squeeze through the winter months without serious load shedding, but warned that its power supply remained in a precarious position. Demand-side manager Andrew Etzinger said that Eskom was in a better position now than what it was in January, or before winter last year, after having completed maintenance, as well as adding new generation capacity and improving coal stockpiles. He said that Eskom's average coal stockpile level now stood at 16.2 days, compared with the average 10 days in January.
We're actually in better shape than we were at this time last year, and given that we didn't have load shedding last winter, once again, cautiously optimistic that we'll come through winter with minor incidents of load shedding, if any.
It is increasingly likely that the South African government, which is the sole shareholder in power utility Eskom, would set out a smoothed tariff increase scenario at the energy summit that will convene in Johannesburg on Friday. But a high-placed Eskom official said that there still appeared to be a desire to safeguard the utility's BBB+ credit rating with Standard & Poor's, which placed the corporation on a negative credit watch in January. This implied that the funding shortfall would most probably have to be met through a combination of a debt-raising exercise as well as from a scaled-up shareholder injection from National Treasury. At a media briefing in Cape Town on Wednesday, Public Enterprises Minister Alec Irwin gave the strongest indication yet that a smooth tariff scenario would indeed be pursued. The biggest challenge for platinum from dumps producer Sylvania Resources was how to spend the mountain of cash it had started generating, as the company reported a 34% increase in production to 4,802 ounces of platinum group metals, or PGMs, in the March quarter, and looks set to produce 70,000 ounces a year of PGMs by 2010. Non-executive chairperson Richard Rossiter said that the situation was atypical to any of the junior exploration companies, in that it was producing a mountain of cash flow in the beginning part of its life, instead of asking the shareholders for more cash to drill another hole. The challenge the company has now is how to spend that cash flow, he said. The company boasted a margin of 84%, and its pre-tax profit at March 2008 was up 146% quarter-on-quarter to 56 million rand. Sylvania CEO Terry McConnachy.
We've got a very strong cash flow and a strong balance sheet. We're sitting on a lot of cash, and that's going to be used for acquisition. So at this stage, unless we do a major acquisition or a big merger with somebody else, I mean, the markets are tight at the moment. There is a lot of corporate activity going on, and obviously we're looking at that.
Also making headlines, Eskom reveals its pricing hand in tender for near-term capacity. Airbus offers mixed fleet for SAA future requirements. South Africa is right to raise interest rates, says the International Monetary Fund. Uranium One posts loss as sales decline. Optimum Coal plans listing as it concludes agreement to buy BHP's colliery. And Katanga arranging $550 million loan to fund DRC project. In political news, Zimbabwe presidential runoff vote delayed, says government. SADC says Zimbabwe not yet set for fair vote. Ethiopian troops distribute food aid in Mogadishu. And John Edwards backs Barack Obama's White House bid. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit engineeringnews.co.za, miningweekly.com, and polity.org.za.